The Tasmanian government is considering leasing out the brand new Bass Strait ferries until a berth that can safely accommodate them is built in Devonport. The Premier revealed today that may not be until early 2027, and interim berth options are either unsafe or too expensive. The news has sparked a furious reaction from the business lobby, which has labelled the situation a calamity.
Halfway across the world, the bigger and better Spirit of Tasmania ships are almost ready. The problem is their home port is not.
The completion of berth 3 is likely to be February 2027.
The best case scenario is October 2026. And the government's proposed interim solution to temporarily upgrade another berth has been ruled out as unsafe and commercially unviable.
I think we can all be agreed that if it is unsafe, it is unreasonable.
Now the government has to figure out what to do with the ships, the first of which has to leave Finland by mid-November. It's leaning towards leasing them out.
Our TT Line is exploring and scoping as we speak to determine whether or not it is viable for us to lease these vessels and obtain some money back for the people of Tasmania.
If that fails, it's also looking at places to store them.
Most notably, southern Tasmania, Hobart, Malaysia or Scotland, to name a few.
Critics say the government has mismanaged the entire project.
Sending the Spirits to Singapore was a bad option. Having them sitting in the Derwent doing nothing is a bad option, and leasing them out to another country is a bad option. These are all bad options for our state.
It's more than just embarrassing. This is a calamity for Tasmania. It's one that we will be feeling for many generations to come.
The government's tried to soften the blow, announcing a $26 million tourism package that includes a $10 million voucher scheme, more double-day sailings and subsidised fares. But it's unlikely to make up for the cost of the new Spirits not running. Economist Saul Eslake says that's $350 million per year.
We were going to see 40% additional capacity coming through on those Spirits. What these initiatives need to do is turn the dial so we can continue to see that type of capacity increase.
Standing in a construction site that was meant to be finished back in August, the Premier says his focus is on getting the job done.
We must look forward and do the best we possibly can to minimise any brand or reputational damage.
A government trying to stay afloat. Lucy MacDonald, ABC News.
The business community's reaction to today's update on the Spirit replacement saga shows how much is at stake for the Tasmanian government. Here's state political reporter Adam Langenberg.
The Spirit saga has been a headache from almost the beginning. But even though it ultimately caused former Deputy Premier Michael Ferguson to resign, the reality of how big a mess it is hasn't really hit home until today. The government's $26 million tourism package will help dial down some fury. But another year of delays getting the new ship sailing hasn't gone down well with the tourism and business sectors. The anger from the business lobby, normally one of the Liberal Party's biggest backers, demonstrates what's at stake for the government and how important it is to get the project back on track. Navigating through this next period of deciding whether to lease out the ships or store them until the berth is ready will be tough. And now we know the berth will take 2.5 years to build, the government also needs to explain how no one in charge noticed the project was so far off course until it was way too late.